Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex, and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday.
Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here. And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to the main channel.
We are live.
But are we alive?
Like we're here.
Yeah, I think you're going to bring the energy. Someone's going to bring the energy today. I'm going to be a little monotone. Monotone.
I like that. You've been saying a lot of like French accents. It's throwing me off.
Oh my God.
Ruby has my slipper and we're in love. Oh, that's it. Run. Put it on the pee pad.
In the piss.
Ruby. Not on the pee pad. Literally anywhere else. What are we talking about today? Like also side note.
Also happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Oh, ew. Probably the most tacky holiday. In a way, it's kind of like maybe we should just all not celebrate it. Not because we're like those angry women who are like, oh my God, like we hate this bullshit because everyone's dating. Like, no, it's not.
And I don't like that narrative either.
Yeah.
It's always that. You like, can't never just not like something. Yeah. Why can't I just be a single girl that doesn't like the holiday?
Yeah. And it's not even a holiday. It's a Hallmark holiday. It's just a money making.
Exactly.
Thing.
Like, I don't want to give you bitches more of my money. It's a capitalist holiday. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Like, we don't need to buy each other's flowers just for that day. You don't have to tell me you love me on that day. Like, you should fucking love me every day, you know?
Yeah, that's the relationship part of it.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, for the single ones, it's just, like, so isolating. Like, where is, you know? I think they have Singles Day, though.
And I think it's not an equivalent. Nobody celebrates it, first of all, because nobody wants to be the, oh my God, I'm single. But bitch, be proud that you're fucking single. Like,
okay, it's just
you don't need a man. I'm not saying that in a negative tone, a negative fucking tone. You're the cruel cat lady. Like, fuck off. Yeah. I am not.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
like, oh my God, saying. Like all the single people are so fucking butthurt because they're not in relationships. So they're like, oh my God, fuck Valentine's Day. It's so like, corny.
We need a Singles Day.
And like, I've literally said that when I was in relationships too. It's tacky. It's tacky. So tacky.
Bro, I'm a server. I will tell you it's the most tacky. I cannot stand working Valentine's Day. A restaurant full of doubles. Don't you guys all feel the same?
Yeah.
I don't feel special.
No.
I don't want to be doing this.
It's
no, thank you.
It's gross.
Rose petals in the hotel. I'm sorry. I think it's fucking cringe.
It's so cringe.
Feels forced.
Exactly.
Nothing feels organic and romantic. There's actually no romance about it.
And because we're all doing it on the same day. It's fucking
right?
gross.
It's like, oh my God, what are you doing? I'm doing the same thing. Oh my God, we're going for dinner for two and then we're going home and then we're gonna fuck.
Yeah. We're gonna fuck on rose petals. It's gonna get my fucking coochie.
Oh my God. Fuck that.
It's disgusting. It's just actually so embarrassing.
Yeah, like,
and you know what? Hold on. I think, oh my God.
Tell us.
Reflecting. When I'm prepping for like a romantic thing, it's never romantic. Does
oh
that
my
make
God.
Sense?
No, because there's so much pressure and back work. You're thinking about a million and one things that you have to do.
Yeah, but it's also planned. So it's inauthentic. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, even if I'm like,
there's
I'm
no
gonna
spontaneity.
Wear,
it's not like you wake up.
It's not like I suddenly
on February 14th
want you so
and
bad.
You're like, I'm going to be surprised today. Like, no, you know the things are coming.
Exactly.
Like, you know the things
like,
are coming.
Shut the fuck up, Stacey. Yeah,
do you
I
know. What I mean?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you slip on this like lingerie and whatever. And then like, you don't even want to fuck. Like, I'm dry as a Sahara Desert every time Valentine's Day rolls around. Because I'm like,
More lube.
Yeah. It's not natural. It's not organic. I'm like, this. We're just doing this because we're
I
told
feel part
to do it.
Of, exactly. Yeah. I feel
part of a big worldwide orgy. Everyone's just told to do this.
Like, I feel so, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Controlled.
I just feel something.
I feel controlled. Like, you know what
and
I mean?
It's not a good feeling.
And I want to be, it's not the good kind of controlled because there are levels to that, of course, guys. We love to be controlled in different settings, but not on this one.
Definitely not on this one.
Do you know what I mean? So I say, fuck it. Like if you're a single, it's actually a blessing.
It's such a blessing because also then you don't have that like pressure or stress of finding a gift. Also, if he gets you something, was that like subpar?
Did you even like it?
Yeah.
Did he get a good gift?
Expectations are so high on that day. It's like, oh fuck, he didn't get me flowers or he didn't deliver it to me at work and make this whole big fucking thing. Or like, oh my God, he didn't take me out for dinner. Oh my God, he didn't fuck
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like we didn't get the reservation at the good time. Like why'd you book it for 9 and not 6? It's like, can't even get a reservation.
Exactly.
For what?
For what?
Like, literally for what? Like, so, like, can we not do something special literally any other day of the year?
No, we
I'm
can't.
Not big on holidays, period, in
same,
general.
Same.
I like don't like New Year's.
City, yeah.
I don't like Halloween. Ew. I don't like Christmas. The only holiday I like is my birthday.
Okay, I love that.
That's it.
It's like a legal holiday.
Yeah, it's a legal holiday
worldwide.
For me. Like, yeah. You better not be working on your birthday. That's yeah. the only one that matters. Mm-hmm. Not Valentine's Day. So, if you are single, it is a fucking blessing, bitch. Stop feeling bad about being like alone. You're yeah. not going to die alone. It yeah. doesn't mean that you're not wanted. It's not this big catastrophic thing. And yeah. we tend to tell ourselves that.
Yeah. Don't victimize yourself. Don't sit in your own shit, because honestly, that's not doing anyone any good. It's really not. It's not doing yourself good. It's not doing your future soulmate good. Like, just chill
exactly.
out.
You're not vibrating in the energy that you want. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, this sucks. I'm single forever. I'm gonna die alone. Like, I've seen all these fucking posts on Instagram. Like, it's just
all the memes, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit pathetic. You know what I mean?
Of course, because the holiday is not made for singles to feel good about themselves.
Right.
It's a holiday for couples. Yeah. So if you're alone, you're missing out.
You
There's
can't celebrate.
FOMO.
You know what we should do?
You should celebrate.
We should take a stand.
Yeah. Of course.
All the single ladies. All my single ladies.
All my single ladies. Be like a thing you put.
Put
oh, actually,
up.
Side note. Yeah. Like, when she had this song, she was doing auditions for it, like for backups. And I learned the dance. I was going to do it, but then I never did.
So
anyways, if you're going to celebrate it, yeah. you're celebrating love.
Yeah.
So even if you're single, celebrate yourself, bitch.
Love yourself.
Okay. Pour yourself a drink.
Get your
go
best
get a
friend
workout.
Over.
Yeah. It's Galentine's Day. Like it's Galentine's. It's for the girls and the gays, bitch.
Yeah. I love that. They don't cause any issues. Everything's just fun.
It's just fun.
Lights.
That's what I want. Yeah. I want fun.
Yeah, you factor in a man and there goes your fun. No, I'm kidding.
Fun. No, I'm of course
you're
kidding.
You know, partially true, partially not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, grass is always green on the other side. It's what you make it, right? It's just what, that's all
literally.
It is. It's just, you have to choose what it is that your mission is.
You have to choose you.
And yeah, I love that. You have to choose you. What do you want from yourself today? What do you want from yourself
exactly.
on Valentine's Day? What do you want to do?
Like, oh my God. You know why the holidays suck so much for the girls that are getting down on themselves? And I've been that girl. Currently not that girl.
Love okay. that.
Love that finally. But I have been that girl. And you know why? It's because you think that you can't celebrate love without another person. So you, again, conditional. You think that you can only experience that if you have another person.
Yeah.
But if you reframe that for yourself and you're like, bitch, I'm going to buy myself a fucking gift. I'm going to pour myself a drink. I'm going to go see my girlfriend. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to make myself a bath. I'm going to order takeout. Like, I'm going to dance. Have a dance party
yeah,
by yourself.
By oh yourself. Without, you know, the headache or drama of somebody else around. Like, sometimes
yeah,
it's lovely.
Just take the lack, because when we are sad about Valentine's Day, it's because we feel like we're lacking mm-hmm, in that area, mm-hmm. right? So remove that mm-hmm. and just focus on you.
You're
and
also
be loved.
You're also comparing and being envious. And it's just so much negative shit that's behind this whole like, oh, fuck this. I'm single.
Yeah,
I'm so
oh my God.
Sad.
And social media
like,
doesn't
stop.
Make it any fucking better
yeah,
for
social
you.
Social media
so
is.
Turn your fucking phone off.
Facts. Turn it off for that whole fucking week, honestly. Just do yourself a favor.
Just fucking mute, block, delete. Come back to it at a later date, because yeah, you're going to get wound up in the scrolling.
Yeah. Because yeah.
everyone's posting, oh my God, everyone's posting the same shit. Rose petals, dinner, flowers. Like, bitch, you want to be like that? Like,
And also, all you see is like the good shit. You never know. Like, a lot of people like pose and say, oh my God, he surprised me. But then they get into this huge fucking fight and break up that night. Like,
okay.
God knows.
Oh my God, I have a story.
Okay, I love this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so perfect because it's a Valentine's Day story.
Perfect.
Behind the scenes, guys, I'm okay. serving. Okay. This is not made up. So I'm bartending, whatever. It's a busy night. It's Valentine's Day. This couple walks in, no reservation. Oh my God. On Valentine's
Embarrassing.
Day.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Like, everyone's judging you. First of all, we're like,
everyone's judging you, bitch.
First of all, we're like, this guy's a fuck up. So anyways, she was already pissed off. Yeah. Okay. So things were obviously rocky for months beforehand. Like, there's, you should see the way.
Tell.
Yeah. Anyway, you just knew
yeah.
this was not prepared, because they didn't look prepared for this occasion. So he's like, can I look at a dinner menu? I'm like, well, it's set menu only. So, I mean, you packing some cash there, buddy, because yeah. what's going on? He's like, okay, it's fine. Like, we'll do this. She's like, I don't like any of the menu options. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. He's like, well, we don't have a reservation anywhere else. So like, what would you like to do? Anyways, they were bickering all fucking night. Long story short, like, they were going at it. She was telling him that he was a fucking reject. She called him a fucking loser. This man, oh my God. He finally had enough and was like, you can just pack the desserts to go. We're leaving. I'm like, okay, sure. Grab them their bill. he's like, I don't think this is going to work. She's like, thank God you said it because I'm over this. I'm over this and I'm over you. Takes her dessert, dips.
No.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Love that.
Okay, so behind the scenes,
like this is the real Valentine's Day, guys.
This is the real Valentine's Day.
This is what you're sitting there envying over. Come on.
People break up on Valentine's Day.
All the time.
Okay?
All the time. Before or after, truthfully.
Literally.
Like guys break up with girls before Valentine's Day because like, fuck, I'm not going to like buy a gift. I'm not going to
do this. It's not that serious, actually. Yes, like, we've been dating for 6 months. So like, I'm going to end it here because I'm not buying you a gift.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'm not spending $20 on
fucking
chocolates.
And then he's going to hit you up on February 26th. Hey, babe.
Like, what are you doing tonight?
Fuck him, block him.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, after Valentine's Day, if it wasn't up to your expectations or whatever, it's like, oh my God. Like, you know, there's so much.
There's that after, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to sit with my girlfriends. I'm going to compare. What did you get? What did I get? Yeah. How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh my God,
where did you go to eat? How much was your set menu? Exactly. Mine was only this much. Oh my God, stingy.
It's just so pathetic. The whole
it really
thing.
Is.
So if you're feeling uncomfortable or down or just comparing
down to the dumps.
Yeah, just know that honestly, it's not that good.
It's like, not that good.
It's not that good.
Truthfully and honestly, it really is not that good. I'm not saying this to make you feel better. Like truthfully and honestly.
Yeah, honestly, no. I would tell you if you're missing out on something. I've spent Valentine's
I don't think
Day
you are.
With a guy for years and I'll tell you it's literally the most pathetic thing.
It's like any other day.
It's even worse than every other day. I'm being honest with you.
I know. Because
it's this whole
affection.
Like, yeah, I know he's bringing me flowers because he's worried that if he doesn't bring me flowers, I'm going to be upset. And low key, I have that pressure of like, if he doesn't bring me flowers, I'm going to be pissed off because why the fuck am I the only girlfriend that doesn't get flowers? Do you know what I mean? It's this huge, stressful, uncomfortable situation. And like, yes, you get the flowers and oh, okay, I love you on Valentine's Day. Like it feels uncomfortable. Like I much rather you randomly on a random day in fucking August, July, any
Book
other
a day,
month.
Make it special.
Come
it
home.
Was random, unexpected.
I literally picked a flower from the fucking garden downstairs, babe, because I thought of you. Like, so much cuter to literally. Me than you, like, doing this whole shebang.
My personal thing on the Valentine's Day thing is I just generally hate forced togetherness.
Yeah.
Like, I hate
That's
it.
What it
I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, like, even with like holidays, like, okay, I get it. There's Thanksgiving, there's Christmas and all these holidays. And like, you know, we have to do something because we're a unit, we're a family and we celebrate these things, but I fucking hate them. Mm. I hate the forcedness of it all. So like for me, that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need some new tradiciones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
I don't like any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Like the question is, why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? Oh, because there's a holiday that's marking this
because
and reminding
me. Because so-and-so shot a Cupid arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that this was a day of love for everybody.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? All this like fucking next shit, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's such a reach here. It's just the same thing with any other holiday. I'm not even talking about Valentine's Day, dude. It's like, oh, so we're only getting together with a family that I never fucking see all year round because it's a holiday. Not because you want to see me. Not because you want to do this. Because everyone's doing it, so we kind of have to do it.
And it's also
tradition.
Like, we're extending an olive branch to the part of the family that we're not talking to because it's Christmas.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, okay, so it's not genuine is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and then you have the other couples on Valentine's Day that are like not really couples. They're like exes or whatever, but because they're both alone on Valentine's Day, they get together.
Because again, they
the
feel like they fucking have to.
Yeah.
They feel like losers.
I'm not
going to
be alone on Valentine's Day. You're a fucking pussy then if you say,
bro,
I'm not going to be alone on Valentine's Day and then settle
literally.
For some fucking reject that you just broke up with. Like, that's pathetic.
Don't fucking do that because you're, again,
setting yourself up for failure and you're going back.
You feel alone. You feel scared. Maybe like all of your friends are in relationships and they seem like they're busy and they don't have time for you. Cause I've definitely also been in that position. And so the holiday feels like a little bit more wonky to me.
Isolating.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So like, if you are in that position, I think just like finding comfort in like, what does the day mean for you? Like, why do you feel so bad? Like, why? Honestly, like, let's get to the root of it because there's nothing wrong with being single. Mm-hmm. So you're having a little spout. Mm-hmm. So you're alone at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like,
and like
what?
You were also living like last week, right? Like
exactly.
You were totally
like
fine.
How is today different than yesterday?
Exactly.
You were still single yesterday. You felt great. You felt fine, hopefully.
Yeah. You had a really fun time that one night, like last week. Remember that?
Remember
or like
that?
You had
remember
a really
that?
Good day where everything just aligned or you woke up and your skin was glowing or like you look good today. Like, you know what I mean? Like why
reframe
today?
Reframe those thoughts.
Like, yeah.
Reframe those thoughts and also be like, oh my God, like so happy for all of you. But like, not my vibe right now. Like not my thing or like not my moment. And that's also okay. Because also like trusting in like the moment's coming. The moment's coming. Whatever it is that you want, that you're desiring, the package is already on its way to you.
And I think you really pinpoint a really interesting point. It's like you pinpoint a really interesting point. Like really?
Thank you.
I had to emphasize. Yeah. You can be happy for your friends and relationships.
Yeah.
Without having to compare and be upset with where we're at. Because
Ooh.
Not one is better or worse than the other.
Yeah, for sure. And I also think like for a lot of relationships that are struggling, that are not well, or that maybe both parties are like not in the same state, or like maybe dad's working a lot, mom's overworked. They haven't had time to like catch up and make an effort, or like they haven't had time to like reconnect. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking now that like this holiday could be really important for them because they're like, well, we both are trying to make an effort for this day so we can have that quality time together. So like I am just making that connection and being like, okay, like it means different things for different people. So if you are in that relationship where like, listen, he's flying in and you know, you guys are making it work. You haven't seen him in a minute, or you guys haven't had that quality time together, but you're making an effort for the day. I think that the day is really helpful for those situations.
It is good to like have those reminders to be like, okay, get with your loved ones and like spend the time and like really celebrate love, and like a reminder that like, you know, love should be in the air. I think
it gets lost in translation.
It does get lost in translation. And like, you know, for those couples that you said are struggling, not in the same city, not in the whatever, are really trying to make an effort, the week of Valentine's Day. So it doesn't have to be on Valentine's, right?
Like, yeah,
that's the thing. It could make it or break it for some people, even in difficult relationships. Because if you can't be together on Valentine's Day, you kind of feel bummed out.
Or you're not making the effort.
Or you're not
making the effort. So let's say it's like, you're really struggling. You guys aren't in the same place, or you guys are both busy with work and you are in the same household, but shit's just going sideways. At least the holiday is kind of a marker.
Yeah.
So even if the day doesn't transpire, he could send you flowers. He could have sent you a card. He could have done something. Do you know what I mean? That's all I think you're looking for, mm-hmm. is just that thought. Like we all do.
Yeah, you do.
Right. So you expect them to do something, but to speak to your point, it doesn't just need to be that week. It can and should be multiple other weeks whenever, but I think it's prompting for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Valentine's week. Oh, fuck Valentine's day.
I gotta do something.
Prompts them.
Yeah.
Because or else,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah, it just escapes their mind.
Which
bottom line comes down to the very same issue. I just feel like it means so much more to receive something or to do something for yourself just for the sake of doing it than to have something, you know, prompt you.
Yeah, I also think that Valentine's Day can sometimes be used as a mask.
It is.
For the couples that are not doing the best, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's go out for Valentine's Day. I'll make it up to you. I cheat on you, but it's fine. I bought you flowers and candles.
Exactly.
And
I did what I had to do on this day. So
you can't say shit.
Exactly.
I'm a good boyfriend.
Exactly. So I think that there's levels to Valentine's Day, ladies. There is fucking levels to this shit.
Break it down a little bit.
I think that all of those like hypothetical situations, which are very, very tangible and real in real life. Like so many of those relationships are currently happening. Mm-hmm. I think what it comes down to is appreciating your position. So like, even though you're not with someone, are you happy? Like if you're happy with yourself, that's a fucking huge win.
Yeah.
So like be happy and appreciative of your state and where you're at. And even if you're not in a good state, like it happens to us, but I think just make that effort to show love to yourself today and be kind to yourself. Yeah. Be easy. We're all going through it. I'm a single lady, been a single lady, you know? And I think just like vibrate in that, like that glow, that happiness, that there's so many other things to be thankful for in your life that like, I know for myself personally that I've taken for granted. And now this year, I'm really just starting to try to reframe certain things and certain narratives that I've told myself for so long. And now I'm like, fuck, I feel really good about where I'm at. I feel good. And I just, my thing is like, I want to spread that. And I want other girls that are single on this holiday or just single in general, like feel good, bitch. Like why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly. It's a you day, not a V day.
Not a V day.
It's a fucking you day, bitch. Like let's not stress or worry about anything else. And I love what you said, Simona, about like just the position that you're in now, because you can be in a relationship and feel just as lonely as those that are sitting there struggling with themselves single. Let's not romanticize shit on Valentine's Day too. Like that's really tacky of you. Let's not romanticize relationships and wanting one. Let's own the moment, enjoy ourselves, what we can do when we're single, because there's some things you can't do in fucking relationships. So like, let's look at the positive side, even if it's something little, like light.
Even
and,
if
like,
it's something little, bitch,
whatever.
A pros and cons list, a pros and fucking cons list.
Or do everything.
Focus on just the pros though.
Yeah. Do your favorite things today and just, you know,
do your favorite things today. Even if they're small things, whatever you find joy in. And my like a new thing that I'm trying to focus on is finding joy versus feeling happy. Does that make sense? Because a lot of people, like, happiness is like something that we chase. We feel like I'm going to get this and then I'm going to feel happy. It's such a
bigger thing, right? Right?
And it's like something that we continually chase. Cause like, it's like, oh, I wanted this bag. I got this bag and I thought that it would like, and I feel good for like 2.5 seconds. And now
but it didn't bring me happiness. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Versus like when you find joy. So like you were able, you got up, you did a workout, you're feeling good. That's like joy.
You made
yourself a smoothie. Oh my God. I'm adding to that joy. And so like, if you can consistently try to like seek out those small experiences, it feels so much more fulfilling versus chasing the feeling that you think something or someone is going to give you.
Yeah. So like make this day about you enjoying joy and yourself. And then at the end of the day, you're going to feel so much better being like, wow, I didn't do what I used to do on every Valentine's Day. And that was like moping and being
moping.
That is such a huge accomplishment. So like, let's make that goal today together to just be like, I'm going to make this a really good day for myself, regardless.
Yes.
I don't even know what day it is. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to go above and beyond because.
Exactly. Just because.
Just because.
Beautiful. I love that.
Wow.
We killed it.
Did we just wrap that up with a perfect little bow?
Perfect little bow.
What? Perfect and little bow?
How do you guys like these minis? Don't get used to them because we like to talk.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm actually like obsessed with our minis.
So cute. We want to send you guys all of our absolute love. We're going to be celebrating probably together somehow. We're gonna be,
oh my God. Yes. Somehow, some way, some place, somewhere.
Yeah.
See, maybe Eden's going to like be helping me move
in. We're doing it together. Yeah. That's how this is going to happen. We're going to like, you know, build furniture together and get drunk.
Ooh, oh my God. Yes.
I kind of want to do that.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So many things that we can put together.
Okay. I'm actually really good. I built basically everything here.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, I don't need no See, man.
Bitch, call your best friend up.
Yeah,
get drunk, do something fun,
build
take
furniture.
A photo, build furniture.
Period.
Bro, we can open up the next Home Depot.
I love that. IKEA who?
I fucking hate IKEA. Like, side note, fuck them. Great prices, but fuck them.
Great prices, terrible customer service. Honestly. And to build an IKEA furniture. Anyways,
like ending on, we also have a YouTube video today for all the baddies and daddies.
Oh my
so you
God.
Should like go visit and watch that.
Yeah, to really cheer you up. I hope we set the momentum and the tone for your wonderful, amazing, successful day.
Yes, all the good vibes. And you know what? Hey, if you have a moment of weakness at 3 p.m., just put this back on, bitch.
Listen to it on repeat.
Listen to it again and again and again.
They're probably like, fuck no. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Rate it 5 stars. We have an Instagram. Are you following us? Let's be friends at @yourblocked_. And then we also,
cute.
I know. And then we also have a website. If you're bored or lonely, we have a blog post coming out from Simona, www.yourblocked.ca.
Okay.
Love that.
Love that for me too.
And we have a YouTube channel.
We do. And a video just dropped, like I just said.
Like she just said, youtube.com/yourblocked.
Or just put in your blog.
Just put, honestly, we come up for the first fucking one.
And also, like, if you know any sponsors or anybody that just wants
yes,
us,
share the love.
Share the love. Like, repost, blog, retweet, share whatever
your friends.
You kitties are doing.
Listen to this with your best friend. Call her up. Be like, there's a podcast. We need to listen together.
Yeah, send it to your man.
Send to your man.
Send it to your
or
best
to
guy friend.
Or to non-existent man. Who cares?
Send it to everybody.
Everyone.
Create a mailing list.
Yeah.
Send it out. Blast it.
Love
E-blast.
It. Yeah. We help you so you can help us.
Exactly. And it's a community because we're all helping each other.
We're all in this together. I think we sang it last
just
time.
So you know, High School Musical is where it's at.
Go watch that tonight. That's kind of fun.
Ew.
Anyways, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you back here soon.
Bye.
Bye.